Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of the WizWit podcast. I'm your host, Drew, and with me, as always, we've got Devin.
Gritty!
And we've got Kush coming to us live from his car.
Yep, just lost my championship game.
Damn.
But you know what? I'm still high on this whole mascot ordeal.
That is what we're here to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. The Flyers unveiled their mascot, and let me tell you, he is amazing.
This is the best day of my life.
Honestly, I hated it at first.
I don't think anybody actually liked it at first. I don't think anybody actually truly likes it, but it's fantastic.
Okay, let me walk you through my emotions. So when I first heard the Flyers are making a mascot, I was filled with dread because I didn't think the Flyers would make anything interesting and nothing stupid. This is going to be a boring mascot, and then they would shove it down our throats all year long. And it's like, we don't need a mascot. Mascots are dumb. And then this morning while I'm at work trying to work, and like I see my phone blowing up, and I go on Twitter, and I see the first picture of Gritty, I was a little shocked, and I was like, this thing is hideous, and it was scary, and I was confused, and then I was just dying because all the reactions were hilarious, everyone hating on it was great, and then it was like, you know what, this is a genius, it's awesome, I love him, he's great.
Dude, good or bad, he's gotten so much publicity.
I think what
the Eagles won yesterday, and the Flyers in the preseason are the most talked about Philly sport right now.
I love exactly. It. Carson Wentz is back. Gritty though.
Driving on the way home, listening to WYP, they had to talk about Gritty, and it was killing me because they're like they wanted to talk about the Eagles. It was the day after a win, and it's like we had to talk about Gritty. And it was like, everyone's divided. This thing's stupid. This thing's great. It's awesome.
I was in work when it broke. And I'm actually doing like something pretty important. And I saw the pictures and every. Like in pure tears of like laughing. And my entire office is like, what are you laughing about? And I showed them, and it was a good day at work.
Let me tell you that mascot made my day significantly better today. So I was all alone, just like in the Gritty news, just dying of laughter on my computer.
I have to tell somebody. So the first time I saw him, I cried from fear. He is terrifying.
He is very
I
scary.
Thought, why the hell would you make a mascot this terrifying? Because mascots are meant for kids. And then I saw the tweet it had to the Penguins.
That's when I was sold. When he tweeted,
right?
I was on board.
That was right after Joe in our Queens group called him a serial.
I gotta pull up the exact tweet. I think
retweeted him, yeah. And said, LOL, okay. And he tweeted at them like right away and said, you better sleep with one eye open tonight, bird, with a gif of him like staring into the camera.
It's just he's amazing. amazing.
So
dude, he definitely is like
and,
on
and you
crack
know what? I
or
think
something.
That's gonna
it's
be
great.
The brand of Gritty, because I was like, all right, okay, now it's crazy and weird. But then I saw the tweet at the Penguins. I was like, all right, if Gritty is going to be, like, a jerk and, like, hate things, I'm going to love it. And then, like, before we start this little podcast, I'm looking at all the videos. He's shooting people with T-shirt cannons. Oh, that's great.
He fell on the ice during intermission. We're recording this right now. It's second period of the Flyers preseason game against Boston. 16:58 to go in the second period. To give you an idea of where we're at right now. And I don't even know. He asked, remember we talked about Fang last episode with the Union mascot? The Union welcomed Gritty. And then Gritty said, thanks, fam. First off, he said fam. Fantastic. Second, yeah.
He's been very on brand.
Can Fang
the Flyers
come over
Twitter.
Tonight for a slumber party? He's trying to make friends.
Yeah, all the hockey mascots were tweeting at him, and you know, that's all fun. Yeah. And like at the end of the day, this is for like children. I get it, but it's my I have a group chat with like my family, and they were all like, all when I was like driving home for work, it was they had discovered it, and they were like, "This thing is hideous. This thing is hideous." And my brother was like, "Close your eyes and imagine what the Flyers mascot should look like. This is it."
That's so true. Like, that's true. It really is true. The best is he's got this gif, and I think it's like what he's supposed to do, and he like whips his head around. He's got these googly eyes, and they're shaking around, and his hair flutters. And
those eyes,
fantastic. Eyes, but like NHL and NBC tweeted, cheesesteaks are overrated, and then it's just me, and it's that gif of him just whipping around, and it's like. That's gonna be
all season. We are. This is a gift because we're gonna get so much more content.
Oh, yeah. So this is fire. Like everyone's like, "Oh, the marketing department is gonna get fired." I'm like, "No, this is brilliant." All day long, like national accounts, like not even sports accounts, like Steakums tweeted about it.
It's the best.
Yeah. One. Yeah. Steakums tweeted. Syndergaard from the Mets tweeted about it.
Lane Johnson of the Eagles tweeted it.
Lane Johnson trolling hockey fans all the time, so of course he was going to tweet about it, which I love, by the way. But yeah, like fan-sided tweeted about it, like all like the ESPN Sports Center had to say something, like just everyone's talking about it because it's so freaking weird.
It's honestly amazing.
Yeah, no, it's. It's like I said, the Eagles won yesterday, and right now, the Flyers are the most talked about team.
Because of the mascot.
Gritty is the top Philadelphia trend right now on Twitter.
When I first saw the name, before I even saw it, I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be called Gritty. And I was like, come on, what did Dave Hackstall name it? And then now I completely forgot that the name is something that I hate. Like, we're going to glory, like, great. It's like, no.
I was going to say, like Hextall's moving on from, like, this whole, like, grit Flyers team. Like, you know, he's getting younger and faster. And it's like, when this first released, I'm like, of course they're holding on to something from the 70s.
The one said it looks like the Philly Fanatics' cousin from Delco.
Yeah, I saw that. Everybody's saying he's either on meth or cocaine or a combination of both. Yeah,
the memes are great. And it's going to be...
Okay, so I just saw the gif of him falling down. It is hilarious.
He did. That's part of it.
I just recorded it.
I had to get home and see all that shit.
I just recorded it. It's fantastic. I retweeted it. It's fantastic. This is probably going to be the best thing that happens to the Flyers all year.
No.
And I'm okay.
Oh.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know that.
Listen.
This is hard to
This is just the beginning, Drew.
I said the Flyers would be fun this year. I had no idea this is how it was going to start.
I love
God
it.
God damn it, I'm right.
Damn it, I am so glad you're right. Because this is fantastic. Oh, my God.
Did you ever see... I thought about this a lot on the drive up to my game. And did you guys ever see the movie The Room?
Wait, is that the one with...
Tommy Wiseau?
Yes.
Terrible, but
it's
so
bad.
Good.
It's so good.
That's this mascot, dude. That's this mascot.
It's good because it's so bad. And I'm cracking up because
exactly.
My dad hates it, and like he like most Flyers fans was like not happy about the idea of a mascot, but he hates it so much. And I'm like, I love it. He's like, no, boo. Like in all of our texts, I'm like, nope, it's great.
I think another
thing for us to argue about. Because hockey.
Broad Street Hockey changed their Twitter to Gritty Street Hockey by popular demand.
That's
I saw the one Broad Street Hockey writer, Kurt, changed his name to Gritty Content Only.
This is like definitely on brand for the Flyers. Like 100%.
On my way home, I was listening to sports radio, and the best friend of the Philly Fanatic called in. And he vouched for Gritty and was like, Gritty's gonna be great. So,
I mean, even it's Always Sunny's getting on the act.
Of course,
he's gonna
be Always Sunny, no doubt about it.
They retweeted like his it me hashtag Gritty, but commented on it and also said, okay, but how did you get Charlie's Dream Book?
All
It's just he's just perfect in every single way, and I think he's gonna fit right in, and he
you know, I would love, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was gonna say I would love to get a copy of like the Flyers group chat.
Like, oh, what should the name be? Bully, I don't know, Slapshot, Gritty.
Yeah, like you're going through the comp, like some of the people that were mad about it, or they're given other suggestions. Like one of them was like a bull. Like they were given like generic mascot suggestions. None of them were funny.
Yeah, they would have.
None of them were hilarious.
Would be like it would have been like a bear or something. Like we would have forgotten about it already. So this is pretty good.
Honestly, I'm gonna get this pod up right away. So if you're listening to this, just look at the hashtag Gritty on Twitter. And just scroll through the tweets, because these are some of the best best things.
It's great content. Hilarious.
It really is.
But it is a great start to Flyers.
They're
going to
win the Cup.
I got to say.
Honestly.
The It picture is the best.
Yeah.
With Gritty in the sewer. And it's like, we got some Stanley Cups down
there.
There
was like a... Oh, yeah. There was a thread of, like, it was, like, describing how Gritty became a thing. And it was, like, a Muppet, like, that was, like, dressed in, like, a, like real normal. And he's, like, yeah.
Oh, they're showing him on TV right now.
And then it was
a... Oh, my God. he is... I can't wait to go to the home opener and see this man.
I'm going to the preseason game on Thursday, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, he should have won today, man. Should have seen it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know Gritty was going to be a thing.
True.
All right. Well, I just had to get my opinions about Gritty out there.
It's been good.
Yeah, but now I got to go. So.
Okay. Well, let me send us off the proper way. So, everybody, thank you for this quick listen, this emergency podcast of this breaking news, this wonderful delight that has been gifted to us. As always, you can follow me at Twitter at TheBigDrew92. You can follow Devin at DevinS93. You can follow Kush at Flywalker1975. You can follow the podcast at Wiz_Wit_Hockey. Got a little ahead of myself. But you can also send an email, questions, comments, wonderful things, WizWitHockey@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. That's us signing off. Goodbye.
All right. Yeah. Peace. Have a great day.